But great, wonderful devotee. But somebody said his name was because there's a famous verse of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemaba Divyat Chabi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Babaji Maharaj liked to sing it a lot. And everyone loves it, of course. It's Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. But it's also, it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a very extraordinary, beautiful verse about Mahaprabhu. But it says, Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. Moy, here moy, it's moy, like full, you know, Ananda Leela Moy Vigraha. So Saraswati Thakur named him Ananda Leela Maya Vigraha. But Gurudev said, but everyone called him Anand. And in Vrindavan, for sometimes, you know, exalted, they're telling Maharaj whether they're technically sannyasis or not, was one of the reasons why Gurudev told Sridhar Swami in Vrindavan side and Govardhan. Because normally we say Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and this thing, Sridhar Swami, we take it to be the premier commentator on the Bhagavatam. So that's Sridhar Swami, as mentioned by Mahaprabhu. Sometimes I was saying this to Guru Maharaj in my, what's the word, you know, burgeoning, is that the word for something that's growing, developing? Relationship with him, I wrote, quoting Mahaprabhu to Balabhabhatta, Sridhar Swami Prashade Bhagavata Jani Jagadguru Sridhar Swami Guru Kori Mani. He's saying, Sridhar Swami, by his mercy, we, you know, Sridhar Swami Prashade Bhagavata Jani. That's how we know the Bhagavatam. You're saying you know so much about the Bhagavatam and you're diminishing the position of Sridhar Swami, that's impossible. It's by his grace, his mercy, that we know the Bhagavatam really and truly. Jagadguru Sridhar Swami, Guru Kori Mani. But I was using this for Guru Maharaj. But he's like accepting that. Because, not for himself personally, but because as Guru, just like this song of Guru Maharaj in praise of Srila Saraswati Thakur, each line ends, Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam. And really, he's presented, Guru Maharaj does this in many ways, sometimes in a sloka, here in, what is it, 10 or 11. He's really telling you everything significant to be known about Srila Saraswati Thakur in a very condensed way, and at the same time with, you know, poetically, which Srila Keshava Maharaj pointed out when he heard Premadama Stotram and said, no one can compete with him, because some people, they tried to compose something, especially that generation in Sanskrit original. And we say sometimes, by trying to ensure that it's the philosophical substance is there, it's not very poetic an expression. Then if you go the other route, make something that's euphonic and pleasing to the ear, it may not be spiritually substantial. This is like form versus substance, another one of Guru Maharaj's themes. But Srila Keshava Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, said of Guru Maharaj, said, but we find in him, it's like the highest ontology and the most beautiful poetic expression. And we'll see that here. And the way Guru Maharaj expresses these things, the words, Guru, Gaura, Ganda, listen to the G, Guru Gaura Gandharva Govindangreen Ganai Saha Vande Prasadato Yesam Sarabhamba Subankara, that Gaura Bhag Vigraha Bhagava Gauranga Vigraham Bande Gaurangam Gauravai, you know, Gaurava Gaurangam Gaurabhai Bhavam Gaura Sankirtanomatam Gaura Karunya Sundaram. How many, you know, gas could you have? then he goes, then he's Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. So why did I say that? Oh, about poetic expression. And but there was a particular from Kesava Maharaj about that. But what did I say before that? And before that? Oh, Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavat. So I said another time to Guru Maharaj. And he recounted, when the last meeting I had with him, he remembered all these things. It had some, you know, he appreciated it. He said, you called me guardian of devotion. He liked that. I asked Guru, is this okay? Didn't just decide. It was, you know, asked, is it a, you know, an acceptable rendering of Bhakti Rakak for English speaking people. But so this line from here, and by here I mean the Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada, but Mahad Adbhuta Pavana Shakti Padam Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada Padam. So I wrote the words, all glories to the wonderfully purifying power of your holy lotus feet. He wrote that for Srila Saraswati Thakur, but you know, I took what Guru Maharaj said and expressed it toward him, and he and Gurudev, they liked it. Again, he's not accepting it as himself, as a personally, as a Vaishnava, he's thinking in another way. Guru Maharaj, you know, when Gurudev would put tilak him, he's on him, Guru Maharaj would say, oh, my disguise. But as praise for the Guru, he had to accept it because it's the praise he offered to his Guru. Right? Srila Bhakti said unto Saraswati Thakur. And so many things Srila Guru Maharaj wrote in praise of Saraswati Thakur, and we say them so many times, but just looking through my notes, this is another one that he wrote, composed, and you'll see it has some similarity to the last two lines, to the what's generally accepted as the pranam, you know, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Ti Gauriya Gurbanvaye Bato Bano Riva Prabhata Gagane Yogoda Sankirtanai Mayavada Timingalo Daragatandu Dritya Jivaniman Krishna Prema Sudhavdi Gahana Sukham Pradat Prum. Tambaje. So, but here, just listen to this and he'll explain it. It says, Gode Ganga Tate Navabraja Navadvipe Tu Mayapure. And it has some similarity to what he wrote about Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, but here he's praising Saraswati Thakur and the Chaitanya Mat. Sri Chaitanya Mata Prakasha Kavaro Jivaika Kalyanadi Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Ti Bidito Gaurya Gurvanvaye Bato Banu Riva Prabhata Gagane Rupanu Ge Pujita. And he says, I have written a poem about Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, Pranam Mantra, Gode Ganga Tate. It's like in Chaitanya Saraswati Mantra, it says, Ganga Tata. And he says, Gode, Ganga Tate, the land on the banks of the Ganga in Goda. In one of the names for Bengal, like you hear, we say Gaudiya, Gaudiya Math, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Darshan. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, this comes from, it means like Gaudiya Desh, can mean the land of sweetness, like Gur. Gur means the, like, condensed sugar and sweetness. So it's the land of sweetness, but meaning, we'll think, oh, so many Bengali sweets, wonderful sweet shops are there. And that cannot be denied. And I will not deny that. But it means, you know, Madura, Madura Rasa. Right? Because he'll explain, so he says, on the banks of the Ganga, Navabraja, Navadvipe to Mayapuri. In this Bengal, Gaudadesh, on the banks of the Ganga, Navavraja, that means like new Vraja, which is identified with Vraja Vrindavan, separate, which is a double or separate expression of Vrindavan. It's a double of Vrindavan. That's what he means to say. And here he'll say, like, is it Navavrindavan, like new or in secret, another meaning of Gupta, like Gupta Govardhan, Gupta Vrindavan, is hidden but also secret. In Mayapur, in Bengal, in the separate expression of Vrindavan himself, Navabraja, new Vrindavan or secret Vrindavan, Gupta Vrindavan or Para Vrindavan, Mayapure, in the village of Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Mata Prakasha Kabaro, who established there Sri Chaitanya Mat. Why? So that's where Saraswati Thakur established the Sri Chaitanya Mat. Why? Jivaika Kalyanadi, for the highest benefit of the jivas at large. Jivaika Kalyanadi, what is only good for jiva, that was what was within his mind. And for that reason, he established Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur. And other pranams he's written, how he's taking the jivas and putting them on the boat of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and they're crossing the ocean of nescience. In the song, the pranamam ishada prabhupada padam, he'll also say, the line about, oh, janaka adhika batsalya snigdha param. What is before that? You know? Anyway, he's saying, he's more affectionate than your own father. Like we think, our own father and mother, how much they love their children. He's saying, he's more affectionate than that. This is once Srivad Sagar Maharaj asked Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, we don't know so much about, you know, Srila Saraswati Thakura. He must have been, you know, very sweet. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, but he said, the sweetness could only be detected within. He said, externally, he was in the form of a devastator, right? Like Western civilization, crush it. Like Gandhi's famous quip, and they said, what do you think of Western civilization? He said, I think it would be a good idea. That's clever. But Saraswati Thakur went, Western civilization, crush it. Because he knew Western civilization has a stranglehold upon, and still, upon the people, with all these proposals for selfishness and extended selfishness. Someone pointed out once, if you see the titles of these famous magazines, it went from like Life, well, there was like Time to Life, then to like People, then to Us. Then there's a magazine called Self. You know, and now we have the so-called selfie culture of social media, where who's at the center? You are. And if you look at all the advertising is humanistic sloganeering. And by saying this, I'm not, well, actually I am, so why? But with a smile. What I'm saying, it's a humanistic sloganeering saying, you're the center, our friend and brother, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said in World Split Apart, he said, he called humanism the disastrous deviation of the Enlightenment. Right? The disastrous deviation of Enlightenment thinkers, where he said they remove God from the center of all things and put man with a capital M in the center of everything and as being the measure of everything. Now, interestingly, Guru Maharaj will say, according to this Bengali poet where he said, you know, the human is higher than God, which seems to endorse humanism. But if we factor in Krishna conception, the Aprakrita Lila of Krishna conception, and we'll say, Krishna Jateka Kela Sarvatam Naralila Narabhapu Tahara Swarup, Gopavesh Venukar Navakishor Natabar Naralila Hoyan Rup. I was saying about this last night, I was saying like, human beings prove the existence of God. Human beings. We're the proof. To anyone who has the faithful eyes to see it, ears to hear it, it doesn't make sense biologically. All this elaborateness of human civilization and all the subtleties and nuance of social interaction, right? Not necessary to merely exercise the biological, you know, imperative to reproduce. Right? There's so many other things going on in human civilization. So what Guru Maharaj said, no, what that means when he said human is higher than God, it means the human-like pastimes of divinity are higher, they're superior to the majestic aspect of divinity. And that way, we can adjust it. So if we want to say, you know, that human is at the center, we'll say, if you mean the human-like pastimes of Krishna should be at the center of everything? Yes, we can understand that. But if you want to substitute someone for Krishna, like we were telling one day about the Sarvupadi Vinirmuktam sloka, Upadi has different meanings. One of them, interestingly, is substitute. Sometimes it means rank, designation, this, that. But one of its meaning is substitute. And so it's saying, when you give up all of these other substitutes for Krishna that are, they're absurd substitutes for the Ananda Lila Maya Vigraha, right? Ecstasy personified, the infinite, etc. So, anyway, what is the other slogan say? Maya Vara Timingalo Duragatan Udritya Jivaniman. He's saving the Jiva souls from this all-devouring Mayavad philosophy. What does it do? If it's Timingala, it means even these so many other whales of philosophical misconceptions, it's devouring them also. And what is its ultimate promise? That Tattvamasi, you are God. Right? So we go from the humanistic denial of God to putting man front and center, but it inevitably devolves into the most vulgar proposal that you are God. Right? You're the center of all existence. So he's only thinking, the good of the jiva, that was what was in his mind.
And he was known as, you know, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Vidito, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is the Gaudiya Gurvanvaye. He is in the lineage of Gaudiya Vaishnava. His name, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bato Banu Riva. He expressed himself like the sun shining in the morning, like a morning sun. Bato Banu Riva Prabhata Gogane Rupanuge Pujita. And worshipped by the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. He established Chaitanya Math on the banks of the Ganga in Mayapur, Gaudadesh, which is a separate facsimile of Vrindavan. And the name of the Guru Parampara, the spiritual lineage, is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He was shining like a morning sun and being worshipped by the followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupanugai Pujita. In another place, Guru Maharaj mentions that, I mean, speaking with regard to the appearance of Saraswati Thakur, that there's, he says Upanishads, it's Upanishadic, Puranic, says, Utkale Purushottamat. Utkal, that means Odisha, means Orissa, Jagannath Puri. And it's saying, there, this divine person will appear who, you know, saves everyone, who distributes the mercy that saves everyone. So this sloka is interpreted in different ways. One, the most obvious, is a reference to Jagannath. Saying Jagannath is there, and Utkal Purushottam, in, you know, the Gaudiya Math in Puri is called the Purushottam Gaudiya Math. So, what is the other name? Oh, Purushottam Ketra. It's another name for Jagannath Puri. So it's taken to mean Jagannath, but Guru Maharaj said those who, how did he say, the exalted, like ontologically developed personages, which means like him, and anyone who can understand what he's saying. They see it as being Srila Saraswati Thakur. And it's okay that it's both, but it's interesting that that's where he appears. If he appeared any more, any closer, he would have been born on the altar, right? If you're getting the point of what's being made. The name he was given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Bimala Prasad, because there's the deity of Bimala Devi there, and Bhaktivinoda offering some prayers to her because he gave this, like Lalita Prasad, Bimala Prasad, Radhika. He had different Prasad's name given to sons. But Bimala Prasad, and you can see to this day on the, what is it called? The Grand Road. River Goswami mentions another way, but that's the English Grand Road, I think. There's the Gaudiya Math has been established where Saraswati Thakur appeared. And we're told that, because it's at this time, and that means the Jagannath procession is like a few months from now. And his mother, Bhagavati, brings the baby out, you know, for the darshan of Jagannath, and a big garland falls from Jagannath onto the baby. And remember, at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also prominently placed in Puri. So his wife can bring the son, you know, in the chariot. And so it's like some divine recognition of who this person is. And and once Gurudev told us too that and Bhaktivinoda arranged some festival in which Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came and like indicated, yes, he's come. Like it's that personality that we've been waiting for, really, to do what? Distribute the wealth
of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Guru Dham Granthadam Gaura Dham Namadam Uda Bhakti Dham Buridam Bande Bhakti Vinoda Dham Sada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave everything, all the wealth of this land. Did a course correction after it had wandered off since the time of Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, basically, and course corrected the Sampradaya, then gave Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, more than, you know, two or three editions of Bhagavad Gita, and then all of his own original works, Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamritam, and, you know, numerous others. But then, what does Guru Maharaj say in this verse? Those are all the gifts. But what's listed first? Gurudam. And he gave the guru who would be the distributor. Guru Maharaj is saying, that's always the appropriate position, to be the distributing agent, not an absorbing one, but a distributing agent. And sometimes Gurudev would say, attracted by the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that brought Saraswati Thakur down to this plane. As we've heard that the Mahabhagavatas, we heard this from the beginning, but it makes more sense in time, that the Mahabhagavata comes down to the Madhyam position to enact like Acharya Seva. Because as we see in the case of like Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj comes to mind, but as we're approaching Mahaprabhu's appearance, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, some of the, they're in a sense inaccessible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur can interact with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and maybe one or two others, Saint Bhangshi Das Babaji, who is qualified to interact with him. Neophytes will commit offense by misreading him, not being able to see beyond what the objective appearance to the spiritual substance that is there. So Saraswati Thakur, when he's in the, as Guru Maharaj would say, the jungle of Mayapur, and remember, if you remove all the buildings and everything, it is a jungle. You know? that time, what do we hear? When he's young, he's so intense that, you know, once as a child he ate an unoffered mango. And then it was explained to him, no, first the mangoes, you know, he's like just, you know, a 4 or 5 year old child. Then he vowed to never take mango for the rest of his life and maintain that. But once on this day, we're at the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and like 1980, 81 or something, and they're serving this mango preparation, and they go, this was favorite of Saraswati Thakur, right? Because we're thinking, I'm thinking inside, I must learn everything over again. Whatever I thought, I have to just at least in the foreground, tabula rasa, whatever I think it is, I know, put that on the shelf and revisit that later and see what to keep and what to eliminate. I thought that'll be better. But so we're like, they can see the dumbfounded look on her face. Everyone knows that he vowed, and they're saying this is favorite to him. But this shows the love and affection his disciples had for him, because he would not eat mango. Just like sometimes Mahaprabhu, he's inflexible on some point, and the devotees find some way to adjust it. So he wouldn't eat ripe mangoes. So they found a way to take green mangoes, unripe mangoes, and then cut them into these little cubes and then add some sweetener to it. And
this preparation, it tasted like some descended from heaven or beyond. That he would accept because it wasn't a ripe mango. And we hear when the leading Sahajiya of the Navadvipa area, he wants to meet with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, what's the word, impervious? Is that the word? You know, this, you know, the man can meet with him. Maybe, who knows, maybe he'll undergo some sort of transformation. But while meeting with him, consulting with him, he sees Srila Saraswati Thakur, who's like a teenager perhaps, he's 100 feet away giving his dandavats. And that man says to Bhaktivinoda, why does the boy do that? He should come here to and you know, give his dandavats. And then and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, oh, him. He has some vow that he won't come within 100 feet of a Sahajiya, and he saw you here. Like, don't mind it. But what it shows us, it's interesting because we could say, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not 100 feet away. Yeah, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this man is not going to take him down. He's not going to pollute him. And neither can he do that to Saraswati Thakur, but Saraswati Thakur, his pastimes are otherwise. He's showing us not to mix. Why? Because in just normal human interaction, you know, someone has a wife and cute children and the wife's a good cook, or, you know, the nearness, the outcome of nearness of human interactions can result in someone in a lower position becoming polluted. Right? Saraswati Thakur, he, just like Mahaprabhu on certain things, was inflexible to not allow a loophole or a pinprick through which everyone would jump into the realm of misconception. He's showing when he went to Vrindavan, and what, he's in saffron vesh, sannyas dress, which is not approved there. Right? And he's flanked by two disciples in European dress. They're dressed in black. They look like priests in black suits. So the people in Vrindavan think he's bogus. And they're shuddering. Temples, they're committing all sorts of offenses, and it must be mentioned. The Radharaman Goswamis received him and gave recognition to him. But at that time, he's visiting, paying a courtesy call to a childhood friend, and while there, they're having a reading from the Bhagavatam, the so-called Panchadhyaya, the five chapters of the Rasa-lila. And Saraswati Thakur excused himself and said, now I must take your leave. And this friend saying, oh, the best part has come. You must stay for that. And interesting, Saraswati Thakur, who's so, you know, the Singha Guru, you know, lion-like and annihilating the opposition, in this instance, he doesn't fight with them. Rather, he says, my Guru Maharaj has forbidden me to hear these things. If I hear them, I'll commit offense. He didn't say, he didn't make allegations toward them. He just said, my Gurudev has forbidden me such things. So for my own sake and to be true to the order of my Guru, I have to withdraw from this meeting. Right? But some of his disciples were so-called Sanskritians. Remember, some of these, they grew up in Bengal, they were in Vaishnava families of various types. So one of these, like, Sanskritian qualified disciples said he wanted to study and discuss the Ujjwala Nilamani of Rupa Goswami with him. And when Srila Guru Maharaj was telling this, he said, how you will take it, I don't know. That was his warning before telling the story. How you will take this, I don't know. But I think it shows Saraswati Thakur, and he had a sense of humor, very wry, and that has some qualification to understand what he's saying, to appreciate it. But he said he refused to discuss with that gentleman the Ujjvala Nilamani, confidential work of Rupa Goswami. And when the man left in disappointment, Saraswati Thakur told his disciples, he said, you know, that gentleman, in his real life, he's a lady. And due to Krishna's connection, she became pregnant. So my guru said, how you will take it, I don't know. But what he's saying, in his real life, means like, Swaroop, he is prematurely envisioning himself in the super servitor realm. Right? They're saying, in his real life, he's a lady. He said, a lady. You know? And he said, but because he's bringing a mundane consciousness, it's a plane of consciousness. Right? As Guru Maharaj sometimes say, we have to give up the geography of this world. Right? We're talking about planes of consciousness. Carrying into that plane, attempting to enter there with this mundane way of seeing things, saying, oh, due to Krishna's connection, pregnancy was the outcome. He's saying, it's all mundane. It's a fantasy, projection. He was unbending on this. Another time, Guru said, a man came to started speaking the glories of Lakshmi Devi, who knew slokas, quoting this sloka, that sloka, about the beauty of Lakshmi Devi. And he said, and Saraswati Thakur was listening to this, and he was internally conflicted because he wanted to express something about the beauty of Srimati Radharani, but knew that is inappropriate to express in this plane. Guru said also, sometimes when speaking about her on subject, he said it was always talking to, you know, the undeserved. While at the same time he said, but for him, he was in his zone. He said, like a fully pumped football. That's what Guru Maharaj said. I mean, no, there's like, when one is not fully pumped, it has one. But if it's fully pumped, it means, you know, lively and with bounce. So to this man, he wants to express something, but he's internally conflicted, knowing he should not do that. And the contrasting emotions, they're colliding inside. And as the man was like raving on, Saraswati Thakur, it became so intense, he fainted and fell out of his chair onto the floor. But he wouldn't say anything. That shows this level of intensity. When in his final days he had Yajavar Maharaj singing the higher type songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur. And he would sing this song, Amita Swananda Sukhada Kunja, the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says, I live in Swananda Sukhada Kunja, etc. When he would come to the line and say, and makes reference to some of the associates of Chandravali and their smart tongue and the different things they say. And he's saying, I won't even look upon their faces. And Guru Maharaj said, when that line would come, he said it looked like that to his heart he was getting an electric shock. His body was visibly jerking at contemplating that particular part of the song. So what kind of person was this? So in the jungle of Mayapur, he where he is taking like 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. It's almost 200 rounds. Right? He is, that's how we know that Keshava Maharaj's sister, she used to do some cooking. She made the luchi and the other things. They would leave some prasadam for Saraswati Thakur to take. There, he got the inspiration to come out, to come down and start preaching to others. As Guru Maharaj told also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worried about him because in school, he was getting into like philosophical fights with other students. It's Bengal. So you can imagine, the majority of people there are Shaktas, worshippers of Devi, and Saraswati Thakur's fighting with them in favor of Krishna conception. So much so that he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur called him in one day and said, you know, like, young man, I'm concerned about your future. How you're going to get on in the world. And Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur said, don't worry about me. I'll get by. And sometimes he's even pressing Bhaktivinoda Thakur to denounce his, you know, formal guru and things. And it shows, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, But Saraswati Thakur was pressing him, like, this isn't good for our propaganda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sending him to Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj also to cancel the, what do you call it, lineage, what's the word? Chatagoshai, what's the word for that other than lineage? Bloodline, hereditary, a line of hereditary descent. But so he comes down to the second class position, which means now he's not going to be doing the 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. Now he's coming out and starting to preach to people. The devotee who donated the original land for Chaitanya Saraswat Math to Guru Maharaj, his name was Saki Charan Babu. He was one of his first disciples. And he was there and saw him in the beginning of his preaching, and one or two others. And he said, and sometimes he would be pounding on the table, like with that sort of like passion and intensity. And he's saying, we couldn't understand what he was talking about. And these are people with some background. It was so intense. They could catch something. He said, "All what I could understand is that," he said, "he's trying to force some sort of nectarine substance down our throats. That much we know." And he said, and when he's pounding on the table, that his face was becoming flush, right? like a pink lotus flower. That's how he looked. And Guru Maharaj saw that later as well. So, and that's Saraswati Thakur when he got the inspiration to go to Calcutta from the jungle of Mayapur to like preach to the intelligentsia. Told Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj was saying, like, Prabhu, don't go to Calcutta's, you know, Kali Ma, Ma Kali, it's Maya, you know, the center of hell. Stay in the Dham. And Saraswati Thakur said, oh, you know, I have so much faith in the dust of your holy lotus feet that that can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. And if Calcutta is the center of hell, then what better place to establish the throne for, you know, Guru, Gauranga, and Radha Govinda? That will be my target. So, and at the inauguration of the flagship mat of the Gaudiya Mat in Calcutta, in Bagh Bazar, Remember, there was a disciple of his who made a major contribution, Jagabandhu Prabhu. But Saraswati Thakur said, I want to get like a lakh of pai or paisa. It means, you know, like, how do you say, 100,000, you know, pennies. And this Jagabandhu Prabhu, he gave 3 lakhs of rupees. So it's like you ask for 100, just say 100,000 rupees, and someone gives 3 million. You know, I mean, with factoring in currency differences. So everyone was ecstatic. He's given 3 lakhs of rupees. Prabhupada asked for 100,000 pai. So they're saying, that's what you wanted, but he's exceeded that, Jagabandhu Prabhu. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, it's what he's done is wonderful, and that's good for him. He'll get so much benefit from this. He said, but that's not what I asked for. He said, what I wanted is that 100,000 people would give something and get Sukriti of establishing a Gaudiya Math and a temple for Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari. And that's back to this point. What the mercy distribution he's contemplating for jivas. He's saying, so one man, he's gonna get all, that's good for him. But what about the other, you know, 99,999 people? I wanted to have them get this opportunity. So when one lawyer, over some reason, he had to meet with Srila Saraswati Thakur or some matter concerning the Gaudiya Math. During that legal meeting, Saraswati Thakur started preaching to him. And the man, Hare Krishna. Gurudev was going to go by helicopter to Eka Chakra, so anything's possible. Hare Krishna. Maybe they were informed on the radio, there's Krishna Katha and Bonpong. And they're saying, oh, we would like to hear also. So, what did I say? Ultadanga and the Gaudiya Math, Gandharvika Giridhari, Saraswati Thakur. Oh, well, I'll say this, that at the time of the installation, there's something else I was going to say. At the time of the inauguration of the deities, there was a procession. And during that procession, he composed a song, which Guru Maharaj says is his motto, condensed there in these lines. Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bange Matala Sarujana Bishai Range. He's saying the line, the Rupanuga line, that's Raga Bhakti, Raga Marg. And that's very high, that's the highest thing. So Pujala Ragapat, the path of Raga Marg is Pujala, it's worshipable. That which is worshipable should be kept high above. Don't try to bring it down to this plane or it becomes contaminated. It turns into something else, an offensive fantasy. Same, but Pujala Raghavat, Gaurava Bhange. Some people were speculating something of what Gaurava Bhange means. And I said to, like, Vidhi Marg, break it. I asked Gurudev once during lunch, normally not talking about, like at the beginning. I said, Maharaj, what does Gaurava Bhange mean? And he said, with folded palms and a bowed head. That's what it means. You know, like, you know, with folded palms and a bowed head. Gaurava Bhange, like that. Pujala Raghava, Gaurava Bhange, respecting that higher plane. Then what? Matala Sarujana Vishaya Rangi. Vishaya, Gurudev later changed, because Bengalis, they might take it. It means generally, you know, in devotional, devotee parlance, sense gratification, materialism, things like that. But what Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur was saying here, it's the bait that is used to attract souls to come and serve the Ragamarg. Right? So it means also so many things will be accepted in service to that plane that appear to be mundane. Just as Saraswati Thakur riding the motor car in Radhakunda. Right? Where when the, one of the pandas there, because Das Goswami's Mana Shiksha, and he says Bur Surugani, refers to Brahmins as the devas of this world, because, you know, Brahmanya Devaya, Krishna, and all. And then he went so far as to say, yes, we can give blessings to Das Goswami. And this infuriated Saraswati Thakur, and immediately, you know, they want to arrange prasadam and everything. He said, I'm fasting, I won't take anything from you. And then neither would his disciples. There's like 500 assembled there. So now suddenly a shift is taking place, shut down. And the man's wondering, what? And perhaps Goswami Maharaj, someone explained to him, they say, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya of our line. And you just disrespected him by saying, we can give blessings to Das Goswami. It's the humility of Das Goswami to express these things in his prayers. And that man's, oh, I don't know these fine things, and I committed an offense, please forgive me. He begged Saraswati Thakur, he was forgiven, and everything was adjusted. But then Srila Saraswati Thakur said, he made a very interesting point. He said, if I was here as a Babaji, like doing bhajan and Radhakunda, he said, hearing something like that, I would have just withdrawn and gone somewhere else. He said, but I came here in a motor car. I'm in a charger with 500 disciples. I have to take a stand. I have to say something. And what he would say as an acharya, he sometimes said, is pralapita bhakya. It's a type of delirium, delirious condition when I think I'm your master and you're my disciple. We heard that from Prabhupada in the beginning and echoed by Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. The Mahabhagavata Guru accepts no one as a disciple. He sees his disciples as vaibhava, or extensions of his guru, come to help him do the service that he feels unfit to do. So Saraswati Thakur, what was noticed about him with regard to his disciples? People are coming giving dandamats, and he's giving back, he's bowing and saying, Dashoshmi, I am your servant. Right. He's calling his disciples Prabhu. And Radha Kunda, the Babaji, they object to this. They say, there's Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. But Saraswati Thakur, not only other exalted personalities, he's calling his disciple Prabhu. Prabhu and is often reserved for guru, means Lord, master. So sometimes if someone say, oh, I have a Prabhu, they mean guru. So why is this guru calling his disciples Prabhu. That's how he sees, that's the sort of vision that he has. And he said, but when I'm chastising them, he said, that's my delirious talk. I get overcome by some delirium, and I'm saying, I'm the master, and you're the disciple, and this is what you should do. He said, but that's not my normal mind. That just happens sometimes. What he calls acharya abhiman, the ego, that I'm the acharya, and you're the servitor, the nun. But not, I'm not normally thinking like that. And we know, when he approached Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj for initiation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent him to him. And Babaji Maharaj said that, I'll have to ask Mahaprabhu. A fortnight passes, Saraswati Thakur returns, and asks Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj, what did he say? I forgot to ask. And he later said, why? He said, he wanted to check the scholarly ego. Here it is, arguably the greatest scholar of the day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's approaching someone who is functionally illiterate as his guru. Right? Think of that. The greatest scholar, this is showing us about the higher type of Vaishnavas. The greatest scholar, he's approaching someone who is functionally illiterate to be his guru. Right? When one of his disciples he sent to the West challenged him, saying that what you have is insufficient for them. Right? We're told, he said, they ask questions that cannot be answered. When Swami Maharaj said, what are those questions? Srila Guru Maharaj answered them one by one. Yet, that person said to Saraswati Thakur, you know, what you have is insufficient for them. He was damaged by going to the West. And Saraswati Thakur was momentarily dumbstruck. And Guru Maharaj said, Professor Sanyal wanted to strangle that man, but rather said to him, you've forgotten the first principle of spiritual life is that the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Ado Gur Vashram, taking shelter of the Guru, everything is there. And then Saraswati Thakur recovered and said, yes, my Guru Maharaj, Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj, could not, you know, write his name. He said, but I found all spiritual knowledge in a particle of one of the nails on his lotus feet. Right? What vision he has of Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj, and why he approached him. And Guru Maharaj mentions in his, this prayer, the five slokas that he wrote for this occasion, the appearance day of Srila Saraswati Thakur, about his internal identity in the spiritual world, and that of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj. And particularly this line says, Brajakanana Bahumanana Kamala Priyanayanam Gunam Manjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Vayanam. Saying there is a kunja in the spiritual world that is, what's the word? Predominated is another word, presiding. Kamala Priya. Kamala Manjari means Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in that, when you say, Guna Manjari, Gorima Guna Haribasana Bayanam, Nayanam. Nayanam Mani Manjari means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's singing the praises of Guna Manjari. That means Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj. But again, Guru Maharaj's substance and poetic expression uses the word guna to mean three things. To mean guna manjari, means Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj. Guna means glories. So Nayanamani Manjari, Saraswati Thakur, saying the glories of guna manjari And each one of these glories is like a spiritually conscious thread, and it's making a weave, and it's creating a tent that is so charming and irresistible that Krishna, Haribasanavan, he wants to live in there. That's another plane, right? That he will live within the tent, the Chinmoy tent created by Saraswati Thakur's singing the glories of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. It's captured Krishna in this Chinmoy realm. And that Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj says in the last time, Vilasatu Hridinityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. He's praying, may his voice play upon within our hearts eternally. And it's that voice of Srila Saraswati Thakur that compelled His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to come out of India, leave Radha Damodar, Brum Mandir, Rupa Goswami Samadhi, that perfect place, you know, in Seva Kunj, to go from there when he could have justifiably stayed there, just doing his own bhajan for his own benefit. But remember, Saraswati Thakur came down from that plane to distribute something here. So Prabhupada, inside himself, hearing the voice of Saraswati Thakur, it's playing in his heart, he is willing to sacrifice everything to please him. As Gurudev wrote in the one of the four pranams, Gur Vagya Shirshi Darjam Shaktivesha Swarupine. Gur Vagya means the order of Guru. Shirdashi Darjam, taking that on his head, he crosses the ocean to America, and in pursuance of the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur, begins the Krishna consciousness movement, worldwide Krishna consciousness movement. And always, as it became more people joined, more books were distributed, as the movement expanded exponentially, astonishingly, always he gave the credit to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would say, the reason this is being successful is because I'm following his order. I'm blindly following his order. And we see some success coming from that. So that we're all assembled here, actually, is the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So as Guru Maharaj said, he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within. It could be only detected in. Externally, it was in the form of a devastator, eliminating Mayavad, eliminating Sahajiism and all other misconceptions, declared totalitarian war against Maya and all other existing conceptions of religion. But he's more affectionate than your own mother and father in terms of the mercy, the wealth that he wants to give, the care that he's giving to take everyone safely on the boat of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu to the other side. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Avirbhav Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai. So we'd just like to sing this song of Srila Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada Padmastavaka the Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada Vidam song.
Sujanar Budaradita Pada Jugam Juga dharma durandara patraparam sujanarbudaradita pada yugam yuga dharma durandara patrabaram baradabaya dayaka puja padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam dabaya dayaka. Bhajano jita sajana sangapatim patitadika karuni kaika gatim.
Play a little faster.
Gati vanchita vanchaka chintya padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Ati kamala kanchana dirgatanum tanum nindita he mamrinala madam. Madanarbuda bandita chandrapadam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Nija sevaka taraka ranjividum vidutahita hun krita simhabaram. Varanagata balisa sandhyapadam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Vipuli krita vai baba gaura bhuvam bhuvanesu vikirtita gaura dayam. Dayaniya ganarpita gaura padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Chira gaura janasraya viswagurum guru gaura kishoraka dasya param. Paramadrita bhakti vinoda padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Rogurupa sanatana kirti daram daranita lakirtita jiva kavim. Kaviraja narotama sakya padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Mm-hmm. kripaya hari kirtana murti dharam darani bharaharaka gaura janam. Janakadika vatsala snigdha padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Saranagata kinkara kopatarum karu dikrita dhira badanya baram. Varadendra ganachita divya padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Paramhamsa varam paramartha patim patito darane krita besajatim. Jati raja ganai parisevya padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Vrishabhanu suta dvaitanu charam charanasrita renu darastamam. Mahad adbhuta pavana shakti padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Pranamami sada prabhu pada padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Pranamami sada prabhu pada padam pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Abhirbha Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Bhagavan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Abhirbha Mahotsav Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charja Sattarasada Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Thakur Srila Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharvika Giri Dhari Jiu Ki Jai Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Sri Gauriya Mat Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Mat Ki Jai Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Vishva Varena Srilasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharja Brinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srimad Keshavananda Prabhu Ki Jai Srimad Premananda Prabhu Ki Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai Seva Brinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Avir Bhav Maha Mahotsava Titi Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande
Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Satyurga Swami Maharaj Ki Jai